Piece of music began a New Sounds live concert at Merkin Hall on February 3rd, 2004. We called it Let It Slide, Masters of Slide Guitar, featuring Cindy Cashdollar, Bob Brosman, and these two guys, Dave Tronzo and Daniel Lanois. This is a little something that Tronzo and Lanois worked up for us literally moments before we began the concert. And we've heard it before on New Sounds, and much of this concert on a previous edition of the show, but there's still more that we didn't get to the first time, including Dave Tronzo's own unlikely set of slide guitar pieces, actually one sort of big piece that incorporates some very unexpected sounds. So we'll be dipping back into this New Sounds live concert, and a little bit of blues-inflected string quartet music from John King, played by the group Ethel, also from a New Sounds Live event. I'm John Schaefer. Hope you'll stay with us as we let it slide with a little bit of music whipped up on the spot by Dave Tronzo and Daniel Lanois to get us started. Dave Tronzo and Daniel Lanois. And actually, you guys pulled that together, what would you say, about 4 minutes ago?
we're sitting downstairs, and Daniel's walking around playing that guitar, and he starts playing this song. And I said, "That's beautiful." And he goes, "Yeah, this is one of mine. I'm putting it on my next album." And I said, "Come on and play that with me."
Oh, yeah.
And he said, "Really?" And I was like, "Yes." What a pleasure. That was a real treat. My word.
Well, now, despite having fled New York City to live up in New England,
yeah.
you have long been a part of the sort of the burgeoning downtown, you know, very lively music scene.
That seems so, yeah.
And, you know, where crossing genres has always been a big part of it.
Yeah.
Even so, to specialize in the slide guitar in New York, in that kind of musical community, you had to really carve out a niche for yourself. What drove you to that instrument in the first place?
When I was a kid, I was listening to all this music that had slide guitar in it, and I didn't really know what it was, you know, because at that time there wasn't a lot of, you know, information you could see about it or whatever. So I just set about trying to figure out what it was, and when I figured out that it was bottleneck guitar, this is going to maybe sound kind of strange, but I had this idea right from the beginning. What would happen if I treated it like it was just ordinary guitar playing, and I took bottleneck technique and tried to develop it to bring it into other kinds of music? So then I just started on this, you know, path of trying to work that out, and so New York was an obvious place to end up,
mm-hmm.
because it's basically just like a giant school.
Well, it certainly gave you the opportunity to work with a lot of different
people. A lot of great people.
From, you know, Wayne Horvitz to David Bowie.
Yep.
So
yeah, everybody, yeah.
You have surrounded yourself with quite
stuff.
A number of instruments.
A clock.
How many of these are actually slide guitars, and how many of them are sort of adaptations of pre-existing instruments?
Well, no, if you think about, I'm going to just play electric, but if you think about all the stuff on that table, that basically what happens when you're playing with a slide is if the slide is, you know, heavy enough, you get this note that's not unlike, you know, your finger playing the guitar, except it's microtonal. And so then if you start using other objects that don't have the same density, then you start changing the timbre, and then you get into this other zone. But it's all slide to me.
Well, now you've got what looks like a, you know, one of those lap steel instruments.
No, that's not. I'm not going to use
that. That's not yours.
That's not mine.
Jeez, I don't know how many guitars
we. You can hurt your. You can break your fingers on that guitar. Yeah, I think you can break a wrist on that thing. It's got three necks and.
Yeah, I have no idea what.
When
that
I was
is.
A kid, I actually that's what I wanted was that actual instrument right there. No, seriously, that's a three neck, lap steel.
Well, you know, I don't know whose it is, so you're welcome to it.
I am going to take it. Actually, it's Cindy's, but I finished first. No, I can't get it. Somehow we'll get it before the end of the show.
So the stuff on this little table here, you're kind of preparing the slide guitar, is that right?
Yeah, I'm going to try, you know, I'm just going to now go and play. When I go up again, I'm going to do something, you know, more improvisational. I'm going to just kind of move through some different things that show some of these timbres and put them in a musical context. Because it draws on a lot of different sources, and I'm still, you know, mixing and matching. And there'll be some compositions in there, but I'm not going to necessarily say that I'm going to complete anything.
Okay.
I'll start them, though, but I won't complete them. No, that'd be interesting.
All right, well, what are you playing, by the way?
In terms
because,
of,
you know, we've got an audience full of guitar wonks
here.
They're going to want to know what you're playing.
It's a 1960-something or other. Maybe it's early 60s, I think. Rumor has it it's 60 or 61. Sears and Roebuck Silvertone guitar. And
Sears and Roebuck?
Yeah,
with the
amp in the case.
Wow.
A tremolo and a little... you know, Jensen car speaker in it, but I didn't bring that.
Made out of a high-tech graphite compound?
Oh, yeah, it's super, super high-tech. It's masonite, and inside is cardboard insulating the electronics. Get that really super clean, high-tech sound.
Uh-huh.
And
is it safe to play?
It's, no, it is definitely not safe to play. Not at all. It wasn't before I got a hold of it, and it is not now safe to play at all.
All right. Well, then here's a little dangerous music from Dave Tronzo.
Great.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, John.
Improvising on stage here at Merkin Hall as part of this New Sounds Live New York Guitar Festival concert. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, that was all one guy with a slide guitar and a live multi-tracking unit and some mallets and a squeaky toy, a rubber ducky, and various other noisemakers employed by Dave Tronzo. Tronzo's improvisation from a New Sounds live concert at Merkin Hall on February 3rd of 2004, part of a whole program featuring the slide guitar. Usually the slide guitar is played with a metal rod that goes around the pinky, the so-called slide. But Dave Tronzo was playing with everything from a, you know, plastic coffee cup to the aforementioned rubber ducky. So some pretty exotic sounds from the slide guitar, courtesy of Dave Tronzo. In a moment, we'll hear a little more music from Daniel Lanois and from Bob Brosman. We'll also be listening to a blues-inflected piece by the string quartet known as Ethel, and a recorded work from hip-hop bluesman Chris Thomas King. All of that still to come. I'm John Schaefer. You're listening to New Sounds. Tomorrow night on New Sounds, an hour of lullabies. Now, people are constantly telling me they fall asleep while the show is on. Well, tomorrow night you don't have to feel bad about that, because it's a whole hour of global lullabies, including this music from Tan Dun. Also, lullabies from Rindy Eckert, Hungary's Marta Sebestyen, the Ukrainian singer Mariana Sadovska, and lots of others. Hope you'll join us. And maybe even stay awake through the hour tomorrow night at 11 for the next New Sounds here at 93.9 WNYC. Of course, if you do fall asleep and you want to hear what you missed, you can always go to the New Sounds page of our website, where you can hear this program on demand as an audio archive. That's the New Sounds page at WNYC.org. This is New Sounds number 2274. Some kind of bluesy-inflected pieces in this next set, two of them from our slide guitar concert at Merkin Hall on February 3rd of 2004, and one from the amplified string quartet known as Ethel from a New Sounds live event that took place just 3 weeks later, also at Merkin Hall. We'll begin with Daniel Lanois and a piece called Steel Blue Eyes, played on the lap steel guitar. Then from guitarist Bob Brosman, we'll hear a typically crazed piece from him called Hammock Blues. And we'll conclude the set with the string quartet known as Ethel and a piece called Shuffle, a bluesy number written for them by John King, who himself is an electric guitarist and for many years a music curator at The Kitchen. His piece called Hardwood is a multi-movement piece written for Ethel and featuring lots of, you know, sort of roots-inflected jazz and blues sounds played on the four amplified strings of the band Ethel. So that's at the end of the set. Let's begin with the six amplified strings. I think it's six. Might actually be more now that I think of it. Of Daniel Lanois' lap steel guitar. Here he is in a New Sounds live performance with a piece called Steel Blue Eyes.
Thank you very much. Thing on me. I tell this world I do. Yes, I do. Mama, I love my sweet woman and I. Yes, I do. Cry with me, me love her. Lord, you'd come and love her too. Surely come and love her too. Thank you very much. Thank you.
That's Ethel, the string quartet based here in New York and consisting of violinists Todd Reynolds and Mary Rowell, violist Ralph Ferris, and cellist Dorothy Lawson. One of the pieces that really, you know, kind of cemented this group together was a piece called Hardwood, a suite of works written by John King. And that's one of them. It's called Shuffle from John King's Hardwood. Recorded by our WNYC concert crew at Merkin Hall, Thursday, February 26th, 2004, at a New Sounds Live event. The other two performances were from a New Sounds Live New York Guitar Festival concert earlier that month. We heard from Bob Brosman and his piece called Hammock Blues, some nifty slide guitar work there. And at the beginning of the set, from the Canadian songwriter, best known as a producer with bands like U2 and many others, but Daniel Lanois is a fine singer and songwriter himself, and he played for us a piece of his own called Steel Blue Eyes, and played that on a lap steel guitar. And we've been listening to a number of pieces that have kind of a bluesy quality to them. We'll leave the concert stage behind for the moment and listen next to some music from Chris Thomas King, who you probably know from the film O Brother, Where Art Thou? He's the guy who plays Tommy Johnson, this legendary blues guitarist who travels around with the main characters in the film and who, in a memorable sequence in the film, performs the traditional blues, hard time killin' floor blues, a Skip James piece, on live to film, which is pretty amazing. And on the soundtrack, you actually hear the sounds of crickets as it was recorded outdoors. Anyway, Chris has a career as both an actor and as a hip-hop blues player. Having grown up with the blues, but being a young man who came of age during the rise of rap and hip-hop, he just naturally puts both together. And we're going to hear a piece from his album Dirty South Hip Hop Blues called Revelations. It features some very traditional guitar playing, but also some keyboard and drum programming by Chris Thomas King, as well as a sample of the song John the Revelator, performed by the great bluesman Son House. and some of Chris Thomas King's own vocals borrow from a Robert Johnson song, If I Had Possession Over Judgment Day. So Revelations is the name of the tune by Chris Thomas King, comes from his album called Dirty South Hip Hop Blues on New Sounds.
Tell me who's that writing, John the Revelator. Tell me who's that writing, John the Revelator. Tell me who's that writing, John the Revelator. Wrote the book of the seventh seal. Who's that writing, John the Revelator? Tell me who's that writing, John the Revelator. Well, who's that writing, John the Revelator? Wrote the book of the seventh seal. Biscuit roller gone. I had to fold my arms and I slowly walked away. I had to fold my arms and I slowly walked away. Well, I said in my mind, y'all, trouble gonna come someday. Now run in, baby. Sit down on my knee.
you go, as harder than ever been before.
Chris Thomas King from his album Dirty South Hip Hop Blues. Now, much of the album is way more hip hop than blues, but that is the song that made Chris Thomas King famous to movie-going audiences around the country, the Hard Time Killin' Floor Blues, which he performed live to film during the making of Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, and which appears on the soundtrack. This is the version he did in the studio for this this record, Dirty South Hip Hop Blues. Prior to that, a piece called Revelations, including a sample of Sun House's recording of John the Revelator, and Chris Thomas King's own lyrics, borrowing a little bit of the Robert Johnson classic, If I Had Possession Over Judgment Day. So two of the more deep-in-the-pocket excerpts, although even in Revelations there's obviously quite a bit of keyboard and drum programming going on. Not too many blues records, though, come with a parental advisory sticker for explicit lyrics. This one does. This is New Sounds, and in a moment we'll hear some more music that takes the blues as a starting point and then leaves for parts unknown. You're listening to New Sounds. If you'd like a playlist for this New Sounds program, or if you'd like to hear the audio archive on our website, you can do so by looking for program number 2274 when you log in to WNYC.org or newsounds.org. Our playlists will tell you what we've heard and where you can find most of these pieces on record, those that are available on CD. And playlists are also available by writing to us. New Sounds, WNYC, 1 Center Street, New York 10007. Or you can email us, newsounds@wnyc.org. This is New Sounds, and this is Robert Johnson. Not so fast, though. Now it's Robert Johnson in both left and right channel, and obviously there's something going on here. This is music from Neil B. Rolnick. Rolnick is a longtime composer of computer music and put this piece together at the iEar Studios, the electronic music studios upstate in Troy, New York, at Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute, where Neil has been based for many years. We hear a lot of Neil here in New York these days, both as a solo artist, a computer music composer, and also with his band called, improbably enough, Fish Love That. In either setting, Neil has done some pretty unusual work, and this piece is called A Robert Johnson Sampler. A punning title because, of course, it's built around samples of Robert Johnson's guitar work. I think there are some vocals coming in a few minutes, too. Let's hear the piece, A Robert Johnson Sampler, computer music from Neil B. Rolnick, from a CD called CDCM Computer Music Series, Volume 7. Thank you. are hearing, believe it or not, the guitar and the voice of the legendary bluesman Robert Johnson, fed through the computer up at Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute, upstate New York, the composer Neil B. Rolnick. He calls this piece, appropriately enough, a Robert Johnson sampler. More than a little bit of a funhouse effect to this piece. You find that sort of sense of humor and whimsy in a lot of Neil Rolnick's music. And we've been listening on New Sounds to a number of pieces that sort of take the blues as a starting point, in this case, going pretty far afield after that. I'm John Schaefer. Hope you've enjoyed it, and I hope you'll be with us again next time for another edition of New Sounds.